Airport DJW Mobile. How are you doing this morning?
I'm starting to sweat. It's warm out here.
It warmed up, hasn't it? The rain went away, the sun came out, and now we're reminded of how hot it gets around here.
It's like 82, 83 over here right now.
Mine from leaving the vet's office, it was in the shade, so it's still down at 73. It hadn't warmed up yet.
Our shade over here in Cherrydale. The shade's all been cut down.
Do you on Thursdays?
I do. Every Thursday, as long as I can do it.
I heard somebody talking about your schedule or your route changed. Didn't know if you still made. Didn't know what the new route was.
It's on Monday and Wednesday. I switched those 2 days. Travelers rest and easily.
Easier anyway, right? You just come straight down the hill. You don't have to turn and go west.
Affect anything at all because I parked the truck right there where 11 and 25 cross, so it was no difference.
You're going west, same difference. you're headed out whichever once you hit that intersection.
What are you out doing this morning?
All the loose ends before I go into my hospital stay. Lucy needed new food, and she has to have prescription food. She's a cat. Maggie's a dog, and Lucy's a cat. And it's been 2 years since she's been to the vet, and they said, we're not giving you any more food till you go get her checkup. So she is not a happy camper right now. She is a homebody. She does not like leaving the house at all.
Yes. I know there was a post on the tool business Facebook page last night where a couple of people had cats riding on their tool trucks during the route with them. And people are like, how do you get that without everybody going crazy?
Hikers where they strap their cat to their chest and they go hiking. And then they've got a really, really long leash and they just the cat is in a harness. And I guess once they get wherever they're going, they put the harness on and that really long leash, and they let the cat have at it. I guess it is kind of fun for the cat. But I think if you raise them from babies doing that with them, it's a whole lot different than if you take an adult cat out and try to get an inside adult cat to go outside.
You're going to say, if you raise them like that from, kittens, then I'm sure it's a little different. Just like with dogs. You don't socialize them when they're puppies, then you're going to have a handful on your hands when they get a little older.
Maggie was raised when we were both working, and we didn't go out much. We go to work, go home, go to work, go home. And so she didn't get a whole lot of socialization. So Amy was saying the next one we get is going to get socialized.
And for good and bad, both ways. The dog is more protective of its pack if it's never around anybody else. But that could be a bad thing, too. And then too socialized, it just depends on what you're expecting out of the dog, I guess.
In-law's dog was extremely socialized. And any time we'd go down there, she would get right up in Maggie's face. And Maggie's like, get away from me. You crazy dog.
Well, Dave, I have arrived at my next stop, so I'm going to have to jump out of here and take care of business. But good to hear you, and we'll be saying a prayer for you when everything goes on. Hopefully, I'm praying that everything works out good for you.
Patrick, hope you enjoy your day today. It is beautiful out here, although it's a little hot. Keep that AC in top-notch condition. Talk to you later. K4HKX, W4DJW Mobile.
Did somebody say air conditioning? KB2HXS.
KX, real quick, that was a whole lot of hot air come by right there. But I got to go 7-3.
How are you?
That's okay. I can fix the hot air. No problem. I figured you guys were going to ghost me on that one. Have a good day, Patrick. Good morning, Dave.
I didn't catch what you said. I heard you say something really quick, and I was still trying to untangle it in my brain, and I never did reach that level of untanglement.
Well, I do apologize, sir. I know I speak a little fast sometimes. I said, did somebody say air conditioning? And I threw my calls out, and that's when Patrick came back with the hot air comment.
Okay, I get it now. I wasn't expecting another voice in there is what it was. I'm defending my ability to process incoming data.
This voice is not one of the ones in your head. Oh, goodness. Yeah, it's going to be a little warm today. I already got a phone call this morning, so I've got a few things to do. And, man, I can't catch a break this week. It's going to be in the 80s or something.
That is when the problems show up. Transition from hot to cold to hot. And that means lots and lots of work. I guess that's good in a way, but that also leaves you no time for play.
I make time. I make time. It's not a problem. But I also try not to leave my customers hanging. I can tell you a little more about that off the air. But, no, I don't. I try and do within my ability without running myself ragged too much.
That is hard to do. Somebody posted a thing on social media that says, if you're a trucker, how's it going? And there were two extremes responses. One was, it's terrible, it's horrible. And the other was, I can't keep up. I can't make enough money. I'm killing myself because there's so much opportunity. And the other one was, doomsday, it's over, it's all over. Go ahead and throw in the cards, it's over. It's never going to get any better. What do you think about that?
My feeling is, it is what you make out of it. And that's just my opinion. I enjoy what I do, so I make the best of it. I try and schedule myself not too thin and not too heavy, kind of in the middle there somewhere, so I can take care of people and also take care of myself. So I don't know what else to say about that. I guess it's just however you take it.
It can also be bad if you work too much. That's what I did, is I worked too much when I was working. But now I'm enjoying not working. I guess if you work too much, you can enjoy when you're no longer doing that anymore. But for the truckers, I think the ones that knew what they were doing, it was a good thing, right? Perfect conditions, couldn't ask for more, as long as they didn't overdo it. But for the ones that they didn't know what they were doing, it's all over, doomsday. Anyway, I'm putting it in the garage and letting the cat out. She cannot wait to get out. She's a homebody. She does not like to travel.
Oh, I thought I heard something. I'm down here at Rutherford, and Jimmy just called me. I got to call him back, so let me get out of here, Dave. Have a good day. W4DJW, KB2HX, and an S. Catch you later, 73.
You have a good day, too, and don't work too hard. KB2HXS, W4DJW, clear.